You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine. I'm Chris Berube. And from time to time, WILL reporters take part in public meetings with different groups across the region in something we call community conversations. These conversations are meant to keep our news department in tune with the issues that our listeners care about. And what we learn often impacts the types of stories that we cover. Yesterday, Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers and Jeff Bossert met with members of the CU Sunrise Rotary. And Sean and Jeff joined me now to talk about what they learned. Hey, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
So, Jeff, okay, so who was at this meeting yesterday?
Well, we had a nice variety of folks. We had a business owner, someone who works at an area community college, a former librarian, and a former politician who operates his own business.
So this is a pretty big and diverse group. Let's talk about three of the topics that came up a lot during the meeting yesterday. So, Jeff, what's one of them?
The first thing that came up, and this was indeed the very first thing we were talking about, was gun violence. One of the things that concerned at least one person we heard from is that all these smaller communities seem to be having more violent crime, violent shootings, especially in cities like Decatur, Champaign, and Bloomington, certain parts of these cities. Someone mentioned that it seems unreal that the Atwood Little League is going to be auctioning off a semi-automatic rifle as a fundraiser. This group says there's a lot of reaction from both sides in the gun issue, and one Rotarian says it would be comforting if we could come together with more of our rational solutions.
So gun violence, a topic that's been on a lot of people's minds recently. I can understand why that came up. Sean, I understand a second one that pertains to an issue that is about to impact Illinois in a very big way was health care.
Right. The conversation quickly shifted to health care. We heard that there's a lot of misinformation or at least lack of understanding about the Affordable Care Act, and especially among baby boomers coming into the retirement age. And that was a particular concern that many of them wouldn't be up to speed with all the changes as they take effect. There was also a big concern at this meeting that about people facing some of the existing challenges with our current healthcare system because they can't afford it. The group Champaign County Healthcare Consumers was mentioned during the meeting, which does provide some assistance to people who lacks the financial means of getting proper healthcare. And even going through them, we heard, can be a very lengthy process. One person talked about healthcare costs affecting small businesses and that how it can be a real big headache for a small business owner to administer those that service to a company. The healthcare debate continues in many ways. It was also mentioned that as a nation, we should continue looking at other countries to see how they are doing healthcare, whether it's Canada or Mexico, to figure out maybe if there's a better system that we could potentially adopt going forward.
Absolutely. Well, especially as the Affordable Care Act provisions continue to roll out, I imagine that's something that'll come up in a lot of these conversations. Jeff, let's focus on kind of the third big topic that surfaced. And I guess we can sort of broadly call this job training or job preparedness.
Job preparedness, which begins when essentially when you're a child. There was a lot of talk about unemployment and how many can't find work even with a degree. If they've come from a well-off family, the term the haves and the have-nots came up a lot in the conversation. One participant knew someone who had about $100,000 in student loan debt from law school and could not find a job just because of the really intense competition out there. Rotary members also say many people are pushed into four-year schools because that's seen as the way you're supposed to go to get a good job, and that the blue-collar work is underestimated. The gentleman from the community college says many of them in the school can get two-year degrees and find work quickly in that line of work. And another issue related to just job training and schooling is is local schools and smaller schools, how one person noted the importance of having smaller schools in rural communities and private schools and how that helps develop learning in smaller class sizes. I raised a topic, too, that generated a little discussion is the Champaign Unit 4 ongoing discussion about where they'll put the new Central High School and what impact that will have in terms of development in whatever part of town is chosen for that new school.
So, Sean, let's talk a bit about job training. There was also kind of the issue of building up a resume and finding a job out of school. Like, what surfaced during the meeting in that respect?
Well, we talk a lot about career readiness, but, especially among young people, a big issue is just building up that resume. And some of the participants there said it is kind of troubling when you see people volunteering just to build up their resume and not because they actually want to contribute to a better society. Many of the people in this conversation are parents. They were parents. They still probably are parents. And they say their kids' schedules are really structured with less time for family, which is also a big issue. The expectation of teachers, they say, has really gone up in recent years to prepare kids for the future. Participants in this conversation say Champaign-Urbana is also a really diverse community, and that's something else they're seeing, and that's something we see being based at the University of Illinois, where you have students from all over the world. And you know, while that can be a really good thing, you're breeding new ideas and a lot of creativity in this community, it can also be a challenge to develop some of those connections, bridging some of the cultural barriers that may exist. And so, you know, there are a lot of preconceived notions about people, and it was mentioned at this meeting that racism can be a very powerful undertone that is really at the center of some of these divisions.
One more side note to some job training. The man from the community college noted the school is in training not just maybe industrial type jobs, but new energy, wind energy. So there's maybe an ethical dilemma a bit with some people, because a lot of communities here are looking at wind energy, and a lot of companies are coming in looking to develop wind farms and locate turbines, yet there are a lot of small developments with that in terms of how far they can be placed from homes. And Ford and Vermilion counties are drawing a lot of interest right now for those wanting to invest in wind energy.
Absolutely. Well, these community conversations are very valuable for us as a news department because, again, it's our chance to engage the community. A lot of these issues that come up really do influence our coverage and remind us what's important in terms of what we do cover. So we hope that people can come out for the next set of conversations. Jeff and Sean, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Afternoon Magazine on WYLL AM 580. I'm Chris Berube.